Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who've found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. Luckily, I'm here to help provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenience and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like minoxidil that help you regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewables, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, those all you got to do, and a medical provider will determine if the treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visible, thicker and fuller hair. Start your free trial online. Visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That is hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And if you were a loser last week in golf, like Delco and I were on the first tournament of the year, well, I got those rake backs. They'll give you a little something back for the day one homies over there at my bookie. What happened? What happened there?
Russell Henley couldn't make a putt inside 5 feet.
No.
I believe he missed 12 throughout the tournament.
Jesus.
Yeah, he could have easily won this.
But I think you put, did you go live line Nick Taylor at all?
On Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So at one point, Nick Taylor was 20-1, grabbed him. JJ Spahn and Steven Yeager were in the lead.
They were. And so, by the way, my guys were out of the mix, so I turned it off. I didn't watch.
Got to 16. I think
yeah, JJ, I saw him at 16 under.
JJ Spahn had like a 70% chance of winning after 16. So 17, 18. He had left. Nick Taylor, I believe, had a 0.08% chance of winning the tournament.
No way.
Hold out for Eagle on 18. Spahn and Yeager shit down their leg. And yeah, the two guys that were leading the tournament and were pretty much guaranteed they were going to win.
Or neck and neck the entire tournament.
Neck and neck. They don't even make the playoff.
No.
So Nick Taylor wins in the second playoff hole.
Yeah.
Against Nico. I forget how to say his last name, but he's from Colombia.
Yeah, no need. No need on this show. You know the rules. I don't care. Yeah.
So Nick Taylor, though, apparently when he gets in the mix, he wins. That's his third playoff win. He's got 5 total PGA Tour wins.
Does he really? Yeah. I feel like you picked him either a year ago or 2 years ago on the show and won off of him.
Won the Waste Management last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of my Asians came through. I'm really shocked by that.
Didn't happen this week.
I know. Usually they do, dude. Yeah. I had Kurt Kitayama on those guys, and yeah, they didn't show up. Nobody was really close for me. Keegan Bradley was, he was sort of there, but he was always like 3 to 4 back. the entire time. So I was just like, okay, cool, man. And then I ended up staying on football after that because I knew I didn't have a shot to win. And I was like, all right, awesome. Because when I hit you up, you go, yeah, my guy's Henley's like three back. And I was like, nah, they're not going to win. He's not going to win either.
If he just did what Nick Taylor did,
well,
he would have been in the playoff.
That's the problem, right? Yeah. That's the problem. Where are we at this week here?
Going to California.
Ooh, which part?
Southern California.
Yeah,
La Quinta?
Okay.
You know where La Quinta is?
Yeah, I do. It's south. South of the fires, so yeah. They're all right. But
it's one of those tournaments where they play like three courses. I know you hate these.
I do hate these. Yeah. They're hard to pick, man.
It's hard to pick like a first-round leader.
No, it's hard to pick everything with this because somebody could be great on one course and then bomb the other ones, and you're just like,
there are courses that are harder than the others.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And it starts off hot, and you're like, yeah, my dude's
leading. You catch
it
on the wrong day. You know, and it sucks. Wind picks up. Yeah. You get the easy course, but the bad weather.
Wind picks up down there, they're all going to get burned down, so mm-hmm. We'll see. But yeah, I guess the show goes on, life goes on out there for those guys. And this year, we're only picking winners.
The UFC is in LA this weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're going to continue to have the show go on.
Well, they don't have a choice, because the gate is fine. Is it at the new Clippers Stadium?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, or arena, I should say. Man, that's the tough part about all this shit, because the UFC is a TV event for around the world. And like, could they have moved the venue like the Rams did? Maybe. But also, there is a lot of people that want a welcome break from this shit of like, you know what, man? I just want to drive down the street and just go see my favorite thing and kind of forget about the fires and everything
else. Also, like Gary and Joel said, it's not like the whole city's on fire.
No,
people are operating as normal.
Certain areas are. And that's the wild thing. It's like entire communities are gone, but then some are completely fine. And it's a strange thing. So I did not know that. Who's headlining this one?
It's Islam.
Is it really?
He's fighting Arman Tsarukyan.
Okay.
Can I give you a juicy UFC parlay before the golf picks?
Please, I would love it.
It's a two-dog parlay.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to like this. So Arman Tsarukyan to win over Islam.
I don't like that.
And then Merab to defend his belt against Habib's little cousin.
I like Merab. I don't know that Islam's getting beat.
But
why do you think Islam's
both of those
beat?
Win, right? It's 14-1. So,
well, I understand.
That's juicy.
It is juicy.
Yeah.
I just don't see Islam losing. He never loses.
Yeah. Habib just got kicked off his flight on Frontier. Tsarukyan gave him his hardest fight probably of his career, other than when he got knocked out.
What the fuck was he doing on Frontier, by the way? Did you ever get the full story of that on Coach?
UFC doesn't pay.
I mean, Khabib's got money, though.
He should.
And he doesn't spend it.
He did start that, like, Eagle FC promotion that he probably bled money on.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Maybe it's just frugal.
Probably. And or, like, an exit row to him on Frontier is amazing.
Yeah, what does Khabib spend money on?
Yeah, and probably, like, I've never been on a Russian flight. To him, that's probably, like, the nicest, you know. Oh, it's Frontier. It's great.
He's gotten fat, so maybe just food.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, we're at the American Express this week. This is a hard one to pick, man. Simply because of the courses and all the other shit.
John Rahm once called this a fucking putting contest.
Sure did.
I think he said a dog shit fuck putting contest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really, who do you, it's kind of like a...
I go long shots.
You should go long shots, honestly. I don't even know if I went long shot enough. I went with some guys that, you know, show up at this tournament, at least two of them, and then a guy that's kind of been hot for the last 6 months who's probably due to get a win, and that's my first pick, Max Grazerman.
Okay.
Max Grazerman at 30-1. Yeah, why not? You need a guy that can go low. Max can.
Is Max Grazerman really a 30-1 guy? Like, that's nuts. That seems a little high.
He's been playing really well.
Okay.
He's been in the mix. He's got to get it done eventually. Why not this week, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of passed on Nick Dunlap, even though he's playing well to defend his title. Didn't go with Nick Dunlap, but probably somebody you should keep an eye on. Maybe you get him at like 55-1. Might be worth it. But
okay.
We're not doing that for the official picks. We're going Tom Hoagie's Hoagie Fest.
Oh, boy, you're back at it again, dude.
Hoagie Fest never dies. 54-1. And then we're going, perhaps we'll get back-to-back Canadian wins. Nick Taylor won last week. Maybe this week, a guy that only top 10s at this place, Adam Habwin.
Okay.
62-1. Why not?
I like Adam Hadwin. I always have. He's always in the mix, and he occasionally wins.
Plays well here for some reason.
Yeah. Hey, who knows, man? Who knows? So we'll see what happens here. I'm going to go with a guy that's just kind of steady everywhere. Tad bit of a favorite. Not really. I mean, he's fifth here, according to mybookie.com. I'm going to go with Patrick Cantlay at 16-1. And then I'm going high. I'm going real high in this one. It's kind of similar to you. I'm going JT Poston at 50-1 here.
That's fine.
Post the
Poston, it's not high enough.
Poston rings twice. You goddamn
can have,
right.
You can have Poston. Poston stinks.
That's
now.
Fine. It's fine. Because I'm going higher. I'm going higher than that here.
Go Lee Hodges.
What's that?
You're going to go Lee Hodges?
Nah. No. I'm going to go pretty Ricky Fowler here at 75-1.
Oh, have him too.
Why not?
He's not going to win.
I don't know.
He can't go low enough nowadays.
I don't know anymore. And it's so hard in golf right now to know who's going to win and who isn't on a weekly basis. That, like, it's tough, man.
This winner's going to be in, like, the -25, -24 range. It's going to be really low.
For the winner?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think a guy, like, again, this is the reason I picked, like, a Cantlay. I think a guy like that who's steady can really get in there. And
maybe.
And that's kind of it.
I don't see it.
Cam Young.
I definitely don't.
I'm surprised you don't have Cam Young in here.
Cam Young's not going to win.
He'll never win.
I'm done spending money on Cam Young.
Finally, welcome to the club.
Not yet, but for this tournament, at least.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll pick Cam Young for like a Rocket Mortgage. I don't know if I'm going to pick him for. He can't go low enough for this tournament. This is just going to be like some dumb fucking tournament where somebody wins at 26 under, and I think Max Griezmann could do it. Tom Hoagie could do it. I don't know about Adam Hadwin, but he, for some reason, always finishes top 10 here. So I had to do it. I would also look, maybe, you know, it's a putting contest. Why not Denny McCarthy?
All right. That's not a bad one. That's not a bad one at all, dude. He's always solid, that guy.
He's Denny the best putter in the world, so.
And it shows, because he's always somewhere around the leaderboard, and then he fades, you know, on a Sunday. But he's there. He's
so
in the mix.
So two bonus picks that don't technically count. Nick Dunlap, and then Denny McCarthy.
Okay. And then tell everybody these picks one more time.
But the official picks are Max Griezmann at 30-1, Tom Hoagie at 54-1, and Adam Hadwin at 62-1.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm going with Patrick Cantlay at 16-1, JT Poston at 50-1. And then this is just a fan fave for me. It's just give me pretty Ricky. It's 75-1 here because I don't know. And I don't know what's going to happen anymore.
Griezmann's going to do it for
his California kid.
His Russian folk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I believe his parents were born in Soviet. I think he might have actually been born in Soviet Russia.
And then he might have too much money on the UFC fight Saturday night to care about this one.
It's true.
Maybe he wants to get knocked out on Fridays and go to the fight on Saturday night. You know?
It's true.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. Just saying. One thing I wanted to ask you about golf-wise here. John Rahm has been very vocal lately. He's pissed off about everything. He wants to be on the Ryder Cup. Although I guess live guys can't be on the Ryder Cup.
No, they can be. They have been.
Okay.
They were in the last Ryder Cup.
They said there's looming sanctions, and this is 7 hours ago. So he says he plans to play in the Ryder Cup despite the sanctions. And a third party, because he's not sure when the third party arbiter is going to hear his appeal, fines and suspensions for competing in the live
golf. Ryder Cup has nothing to do with the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour controls the President's Cup. So yeah, there was no live guys on the President's Cup team.
Yeah, so he says he plans to play on it in the Ryder Cup there.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I can tell you my plan is to be on that team in Bethpage, and he really wants to do it.
I think these are just headlines that don't matter because Rahm's going to be on the Ryder Cup team.
I hope so, right?
He will be.
That's was he last year, or was he the last?
The last Ryder Cup, yeah.
That's right. But he was still on the PGA Tour.
No.
You sure?
There are a bunch of live guys that were on the Ryder Cup teams. So,
okay.
Yeah. Koepka made it.
And then he's also been speaking out about people struggling on the live tour, saying that's not fair to judge us on this because the rules are so different and they're blaring music and all kinds of other shit and blah, blah, blah. And I think there's some validity to that too. But what's going to happen this year with the world rankings involved for the Masters and things like that?
Who cares?
Rahm's in, right?
Combine the tournaments. Yeah, Rahm's a defending champion. He's always in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the guys that aren't there, like Gooch and those guys, what do they
do? We're
not
defending champion, but he's a previous champion.
Right. But what about the rest of them? How's that going to shake out for the year?
Go play the fucking DP World Tour, get some points.
Come on.
Go play the Euro Tour. That's what guys are doing.
The really? Cavs
playing the World Tour. Yeah, yeah. Everybody is.
And that just improves your rankings?
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know that, and that's for the audience, because people are trying to figure this out right now.
Some guys are getting exemptions, though, if you're top 60, like Nicholas Højgaard just got an exemption into the Masters. Not that he's a PGA Tour player, but he's not a top 50 guy, so they gave him an exemption. So the Højgaard twins are both going to be playing at the Masters.
Love both of them.
First set of
equally.
Twins. Yeah.
Yeah. Love twins.
And twins!
And let's not forget our bet here, because yes, if John Rahm is playing in Bethpage, well, guess what? You could be there watching him.
I'll be there. I'm going to get two wins before then.
Two wins before September 1st.
That's so easy. I got this.
Hey, man.
It's going to happen this week. Max Grazerman, Tom Hoagie, Adam Hadwin.
That's what you said last week, my friend. That's what you said last week. We want to send you there, by the
Dude,
way.
Dude, Henley
we
was want close, you to well. Right? Henley was, at one point on Sunday, he was tied for second. He was two back.
Okay.
And then he just couldn't. Dude, he missed, like, I'm telling you, 10 5-footers. I've never seen a guy miss so many 5-footers outside of myself on a, like, a Austin Muni.
I heard that he listens to the show and he's just like, I don't want to see that guy at the
Maybe.
5 Bethpage.
That might be. Russell Henley, you're forever, like, you're cut now. I'm done with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all done.
I don't I like fuck that. With Hen Dog anymore.
I like that. And then UFC Saturday night, is that pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Okay.
311.
311. Man.
Pretty good card.
Amber is the color of my energy.
I don't know why they were like, let's put all the Dagestanis in LA.
Yeah, not sure. What was the plan and the hopes
not
and
sure.
dreams behind that?
Not sure.
That's odd. That's odd. All right. Look, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And again, if you lost, they'll give you a little rake back at the end there, and you can try to win it all back.
And put it on that 14-1 parlay. Two-man, Merab and Arman Sarukian.
You want mine? You can bet the house on Ohio State on Monday night. That's the easiest one.
And if you really
sides,
want
man.
Easy money, though, you should probably fade that parlay, because both Umar and...
I'm not betting against...
Umar and Islam are probably both going to win.
I'm not going to bet against Islam. The other one, maybe. I'm not betting against Islam.
Umar is just a better Merab.
I'm still taking Merab. I got Merab and Islam.
Way better striking. He had a really good fight with Corey Sandhagen last year, but probably won 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just really hard to be Habib's cousin.
It is. It is.
Or anybody in that camp.
What do you do?
You know?
They should all just have their own thing, like you were talking. Just go on tour together as like these fucking weird circus brothers or the Shroot Bros from. Fucking Office, you know? That's what they remind me of. That's
now, imagine if Dagestanis were as good at fighting wars as they are in fist fights.
Be over.
Yeah.
Be over right now. They'd be in
good
Ukraine.
Good thing Russia sucks at fucking fighting wars.
I know. Or else they would have taken over Ukraine, and no, they're just sitting there on top of tanks right now doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing nothing. All right, kids, appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.